I can't believe I missed this. Happy 76th birthday to Denny Matthews.
Oh, he's born the same day as my mother.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Denny.
Someone on the text line texted and said, hey, you know why there's so many many birthdays on this day?
Well, because February is Valentine's Day. That's interesting, yeah. I didn't even think about that. That's interesting.
I mean, our son was born 9 days early, and he was born on this day, so I don't think he was a Valentine's.
But that, Valentine's weekend.
The full 9 months, yeah.
That's very interesting. I didn't think about that. How long did you incubate for, Ryan?
I think it's gestate, isn't that? The gestation period?
I don't know. Sure.
I was born breech.
Were you?
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
For my mother.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Apologize to your mom. Happy 68th birthday, Miss Fesco.
Yeah, 68 years young today. I'm sure she's... They've been painting walls in their basement for years. Like, every time I talk... Well, we painted another wall. You got four of them.
They're just doing, like, one at a time?
I don't know. Retired.
Bored.
Yeah. Well, we just painted that one about a year ago. Let's go over it again. There's a scratch. Okay.
So be it.
So be it. So the Chiefs and Rams are going to play in L.A. The threat of the report was players from both teams were considering not playing due to conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would have played. I don't believe they would have boycotted. But I think the NFLPA definitely having their players back factored in the decision to move this game to where it should be played, which is the L.A. Coliseum.
No question.
But had they have decided to boycott and to sit out, would we have all freaked out? Would we have all been upset? Would we have understood the scenario?
I would not have freaked out at the players. I would have freaked out on the NFL.
That the NFL would have had to do something to make it right?
Yeah, because this is a marquee game, as we know. This is the two best teams in the NFL playing head-to-head. You want to see that, right? You want to see Gurley. You want to see Goff. You want to see Hill. You want to see Mahomes. You want to see Kelce. You want to see Hunt, right? You want to see these guys play. And if you're going to stage the game and all of these players aren't going to play in the game, it's like if a tree falls in the forest and you don't hear it, does it make a sound? If these guys, if they play the game and none of the star players play in that game, does that game really happen?
It's a little like, to me, when, say, Christian McCaffrey skipped a bowl game.
Yeah.
It's been a few other college players that have skipped a bowl game.
Mm-hmm. The Bosa brothers skip all games.
seemingly so.
Hey, just don't play.
Like in their own, Le'Veon Bell.
I mean,
in their own best interest, skipping a game that's not a playoff game. This is a regular season game. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the freakout would have been there and go ahead and play. And I still don't think they would have done it. But had they have done it, I can't say I would have blamed them. If you thought you were going to put yourself in jeopardy by playing in this game in those conditions, I wouldn't fault you for saying, not this time.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I would not be mad at the players one iota for this. In fact, I always have the backs of the players because that's where I am. I'm a union guy. This was the union doing it. I fight for the worker in this country. The players are the worker. You're not going to force us to work in unsavory conditions. You're not going to force us to work in conditions where we could get injured and lose our livelihood. And that's the thing about the NFL, Josh. Say one of these players goes down, right, and doesn't come back from its injury. What is that team going to do? You're gone. See ya. We have nothing to do with you anymore. They throw you away like the day's trash. That's the way they treat players in the NFL. And that's why I'm glad the NFL and the NFLPA or the players and the Players Association are standing up for themselves in this situation because the players have everything to lose. The teams don't have much to lose. They go on to the next guy. They don't care about you once you get hurt.
The only thing they lose out of this are a few dollars.
Right. Right.
Really? Right. Yeah. What's the league lose from moving this game?
Some bucks. Some money. Yeah.
And that, you know, that's saying money's no big deal is false. I get it.
Right.
But players have more to lose.
Oh, God, yes.
Way more to lose.
Because the owners in the league don't have the backs or the best interest of the players in mind. And so we see it all the time. Guys get injured in the NFL. What happens, Josh? They get cut and they never get another check again. So these players are only looking out for the best interest of themselves, and I truly appreciate that. I applaud the Players Association, and I applaud the players for standing up and saying, we're not doing that. We're not going down there and playing on those fields. Because if they don't do that, Josh, you know where that game's being played, right?
Mexico City.
Of course.
And, I firmly believe that. And, I don't think they'd have moved that game.
Right. And, the NFL figured out a way. The field's fine.
They were working on it yesterday. You've seen the pictures probably by now, the video by now, them working on the field. They would have just worked on the field and gone through the game.
Right.
I fully believe that. If the NFLPA and the players don't through, I don't want to say speak up because they really didn't speak up. Yesterday being the off day, nobody spoke. It was people telling Adam Schefter.
Right.
But even that rumbling, I'm sure the NFLPA did speak.
Right.
But just doing that and threatening that, we've had players have concerns. They're not playing this game.
Right.
I think factored in the decision and bravo.
Right. It did. It absolutely did. Without that, we're playing in Mexico City and we're risking injury. And I know the injuries risk every day you put on that helmet and that uniform. It happens. You're going to get injured in practice. I get all that. But when you can do your best to prevent bad situations from happening, you have to do that. And that's what they did in this situation.
Now, one Kansas City councilman may have wanted this game to be played in a neutral setting. Say, I don't know, St. Louis. Quint Lucas is a city councilman in Kansas City. Tweeted this out. For what it's worth, I would have a Chiefs regular season home game in St. Louis each year. Probably an NFC matchup. Good market expansion on cue with all games on St. Louis TV and radio. Close enough to offer season ticket holder seats. Allows total Midwestern domination by Chiefs Kingdom, at least south of I-80. So we saw that tweet, and we're like, huh? Moving a home game of the Chiefs to St. Louis. To his credit, Quint Lucas came on the show earlier on this morning and tried to explain himself.
I think right now when the NFL is looking to have more games in London, Mexico City, et cetera, I know the Chiefs have offered up a London game before. I think if we're looking to do these types of opportunities, there's no reason not to expand within the market itself. I get the money point, but I think overall it's probably going to be stronger for the franchise. I think it'd be stronger for the Chiefs brand throughout Missouri.
Well,
and frankly, the entire Midwest.
That sounds like someone who works for the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, it sounds like somebody who represents the state or
represents
St. Louis.
The state or represents St. Louis, not Kansas City. Taking a game out of Kansas City has so many ramifications, and why would you go help St. Louis in this regard?
Right, and especially for the councilman who represents the district where Arrowhead Stadium is.
Yes.
I mean, you're hurting jobs. You're hurting the economy by doing something like that. Teams come to Arrowhead. That's the 1% earnings tax that you make, you know, playing the games there. Don't forget about all the people that are employed, thousands of people that are employed on game day that are pulling down checks that count on that money, that use that money to buy holiday gifts or pay college tuition or use that money to pay their mortgage. You're taking money out of your own constituent pockets for doing something like that. If Quint Lucas, the councilman for Kansas City, was out here saying, you know what, I think we should move some Blues games to Sprint Center, I'd be all for that. You're trying to make your city better. Removing a Chiefs home game and putting it in St. Louis is, quite frankly, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. It's really ridiculous. And I said to him at the start of the interview, this is an impeachable tweet. I mean, it really is. You're taking money away from your city.
Makes no sense.
To give it to your biggest rival. That doesn't do any good for Kansas City. And the other thing is that when you take away the home field advantage that we have here in Kansas City, you're hurting the team. Teams that have regional fan bases, the Cowboys, the Packers, the Chiefs for that matter, you're not moving games around to kind of facilitate the regional fans. You want them to come to Kansas City and spend their money watching the team here at Arrowhead. Plus, you give the team the home field advantage. You don't have to make them travel an extra week, would put you at a decided advantage as well. And not playing in Arrowhead when you can play in Arrowhead is ridiculous. Don't forget the Green Bay Packers used to have games in Milwaukee, some 3 games a year in Milwaukee. They're all back in Lambeau Field now. Why? Because it's a great home field environment. You only have 8 home games a year. To give up one of those when every game means so much in the NFL is ludicrous.
I don't have a problem with the Chiefs expanding their brand to St. Louis.
I don't either.
They put up billboards. They've got their games on television. They got their games on radio. Good.
Great.
It's not that hard to commute. They can come over and watch a game if they really want to.
Right.
That doesn't expand the brand.
No, it doesn't.
You make more of a case for going to London. For me, for brand expansion, maybe not necessarily directly related to people coming to Kansas City.
Right.
It might. I think more people, obviously, from St. Louis would come to Kansas City if they were indeed wanting to see a Chiefs game. But
And don't you want to see a Chiefs game at Arrowhead? Like, it's one of the meccas of sports.
I would make the case that for brand expansion, there are plenty of other places I'd rather go than St. Louis.
Nobody wants to go there. You know, it's terrible with all the heroin and murder.
That was Baltimore.
Oh.
I'm not going to move a game to a place that's lost two football teams. It doesn't make any sense.
In a bad environment with bad fans.
You could check out to his credit, Quint Lucas came on the show, mm-hmm. explained it. Still don't agree with it.
Didn't make any sense.
We've all agreed to disagree. You can check that out in the on-demand section, 610sports.com. So,
like when you list like the top 10 places to watch a sports game in America, Arrowhead's on those lists. It's, Allen.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I'd like to
Coach
see?
Coach K Court.
I'd like to go see the Chiefs play at the Dome.
Dome in St. Louis. Man. No, Arrowhead's on that list. It's an iconic venue. It's a great venue. The fans are spectacular. Part of going to a Chiefs game is experiencing the atmosphere. Moving it to St. Louis, you won't have that.
You're better off putting the game on television, showing it in a market, and having them want to come to Arrowhead.
Right. It's exactly what it is.
Which is already happening in St. Louis.
Make it like it's like running a commercial and showing the environment, going, man, I got to get to Kansas City.
A former Chief has some advice for a better playoff run for this Chiefs team. You have to hear this next.
Fesco in the morning.
Chiefs, Rams in L.A. Doesn't matter to us. We're gonna be out and about next Monday.
Yeah,
you should join us.
We're going to be all over the place. Obviously, we're going to be watching the game with everybody up at Winning Streaks, but we're taking the show on the road on Monday morning.
Let's take it to the people!
We are going to the people, basically. We're Johnny Gomes and this thing up, and we are headed to John Stoner's Bar, the Colonial Club in KCK. We expect a lot of folks to be out there on Monday morning with us, getting ready for this game. The good news is that the kitchen, the bar, will be open at 6 a.m. at the Colonial Club, so we expect everybody to come down in downtown KCK and join us and hang out. And, people ask us all the time, why don't you guys ever go to KCK? Well, here we go. We're going to be out there. We got a bar open. We got a bartender. We got pizza. We got appetizers. We got a full menu.
I thought it's because you were afraid.
Colonial Club. No, I'm not afraid of anything. We're going to be at the Colonial Club in KCK on Monday morning. So make sure you join us. A lot of the guys from Lock D will be out there as well. I'm expecting Vanderpool will be out there. I'm expecting Dan Joy will be out there. Sure, Susie from sales, she don't miss a party. So we'll have a lot of fun out there at the Colonial Club KCK from 6 to 10, and then we'll nap, and then we'll get out
reconvene
to Winning Streaks
later on. There you go.
Sounds like a good plan.
That's a good Saturday.
On a Monday.
On a Monday. That's
really packing it in there, aren't we?
It's Thanksgiving week. Everybody's off next week. You're not doing anything, so
join us. I had a real good twist going to the song earlier.
I did too, yeah.
I always stepped on it for me.
Yeah, I like your twist.
Getting the core work in. Former Chiefs running back Priest Holmes joined us
twist cone
earlier in the show.
No, that's because you're indecisive. Pick a flavor.
You don't have to pick a flavor. They're twisted together and they're delicious.
Just because you can't make up your mind.
No, it's because it's fantastic together.
It is really good. No, I'm kidding. The twist was awesome.
That one you can't.
Look up the monster cone from the Dover Dairy Maid where I grew up as a kid. They had a monster cone. It was
the Dover Dairy Maid?
Yeah, it was a monster. Today's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
There's all these places that aren't open anymore that still have, like, historical websites
in
Bob's hometown.
Yeah.
Like, everything, none of it's open anymore. But like, oh, check it out. You can find the Hoover dog.
The Dover Dairy Man is still open.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And at least they have a Facebook page.
Yeah. See if they got the monster cone.
Yeah, they're putting together ice cream cakes and whatnot.
My mother took me to, like, the Dover Sporting Goods is where I got my first cup. My mother bought me my first cup, told the guy I needed an extra large. This cup was so big, I couldn't move.
Your mom was really giving you a lot of credit, wasn't she?
She was, right?
She basing it off of your dad?
Like, I don't know.
I want to put that thought in your head. But
I never even thought about
that. Throwing that out there
this
for
cup
you.
Was the size of my, like a gas mask.
Well, didn't know your dad had it like that.
Good point.
Apparently the Dover Dairy Maid closes at the end of October for the season.
No, it doesn't have the monster cone.
They don't serve ice cream pass. I don't know. It's as far as I've gotten. I don't care to delve into this.
Wait till you see the monster cone.
I'm going to keep scrolling.
Do you remember the old sugar cone? Not sugar cones, but the wafer cones that were like two cones that were together?
No.
Ah, fantastic.
That is a big cone. Yes, it says the monster cone right here. They still make the monster cone. It's just a giant ice cream cone. That's all it is. It's exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Sounds so depressed.
I thought it was going to be something interesting. I thought there'd be sprinkles on it or something.
You can get Jimmy's.
That's what they call sprinkles?
Look it up.
Why do they call sprinkles Jimmy's? All right, Kling, what were you talking about?
Are you guys done? I don't want to I'd hate to interrupt and all. So feel free to finish your waffle cone discussion.
Do you like it loaded with Jimmy's or just a little bit of Jimmy on it?
I'm not a fan of Jimmy's. They don't do anything.
Yeah, they're 100%, not quite 100% effective. Like 99, I think. Priest Holmes was on the show earlier. Former Chiefs running back.
He's got his eye on you.
They were once 9-1.
They were.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
So this edition, I don't want, we're not jinxing anything. But 9-1, would he have any advice for this particular Chiefs team down the stretch to have maybe more success come playoff time?
Looking back to the time that we had an opportunity to go to the playoffs, and I know we had that first week off, and it was a bye week, and it felt like the momentum was good. And we went into a game where we were saying, okay, it's going to be snow, it's going to be cold, and, it's going to be difficult, obviously, for Indianapolis to throw the ball. Again, we wake up on Sunday morning, and it's a beautiful day. The sun is out, and all the snow is melted. So I don't think necessarily it's going to be an issue with having home field advantage if that's the opportunity that they receive. But I think the key is that they're going to have to put in the work. And in order to be successful, I think that the team captains are going to have to rally the team together once they get out of December, and they're going to have to enforce the point that as a team, as a locker room, we're going to need to stay together. So for guys that are trying to go out of town, for guys that are wanting to go on vacations right before your playoff game, it's not the time. It's time to bunker down. It's time to get into team meetings, and it's time to be, I guess, one unit at that particular time instead of separating and seeming as though you've made it. And you can start letting up off the gas.
Wow. Is that a comment about his team, or is that a comment
about
the
like it?
See, I took it to be like Odell Beckham on the boat. The Tony Romo Dallas Cowboy teams.
Kind of went and said, hey man, we thought Colts are playing in the cold. This is easy. Colts are coming out of their comfy dome and are gonna play in the cold. We're gonna roll these guys.
I think there was
We'll reconvene next week.
Yeah, see, I think there was. I don't remember those guys. Like, if they would have gone away, we would have known about it.
I don't
know.
There wasn't the attention like there is even now.
But this is Kansas City. Somebody poops and we get a text. It's like everybody knows everything, right? So you would have heard something back then, or at least years later.
You get texts every time I poop.
I do. At least years later, we would have heard it, right? You would have heard somebody would have said, "Oh yeah, we screwed up. We went to the
Bahamas."
That
doesn't feel like to me like a hypothetical. That feels like
it's not a hypothetical because Tony Romo and the Cowboys did it, and they ended up losing.
I'm saying from Priest's perspective.
The Giants did it.
From Priest's perspective, it doesn't sound like he's just saying, "For instance."
Yeah,
that sounds a little personal to me.
Maybe, but I think it's more about what goes on now in the NFL where these guys take
hunker down, don't get overconfident. Work through December. He mentioned how important a couple times December is.
Mm-hmm.
December, like getting your work in December so that you're ready to go for the postseason.
You got to be mentally ready. And maybe that bye week is a bad thing. We work all year to get the bye week, and then you have the bye week, and then we've heard a lot of people go, that bye week kind of gets you out of your momentum, gets you out of your routine a little bit. But you really want the bye week to get healed
Well, and you want to play on the home field.
And you want to play on the home field, yeah. But it hasn't worked. I mean, the Chiefs are just 2-6 at Arrowhead in the postseason. So we'll see what happens. Not that the pass matters because it doesn't, but it's interesting to see how Andy Reid is going to handle it because they do have a late bye this year too. I mean, that's the other thing. The bye comes very late, and it's always at the perfect time.
Always. Perfect time
for the bye this year, right? Comes late this year. Got a couple of more games that you got to get amped up for that in the grand scheme of things don't mean a whole heck of a lot. I wish these games coming down the stretch meant a lot more because I want them in the right mindset going into the playoffs because, as you know, in sports and in life, when you check out, it's hard to check back in and get back to that level, you know? So that's the only thing that I worry about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned about the last two games of the season at Seattle, Oakland. Yeah. After the coming out, that Chargers game is going to be big.
Huge.
It's going to be on a Thursday night. And then are you able to kind of keep it going?
And what date is that Chargers game? The 12th?
13th.
Okay, because the 12th is the Priest Holmes roast out at Arrowhead. The Priest Holmes roast for the Casey Lupus Foundation and for the Priest Holmes Foundation, kclupusroast.org to get your tickets and table. And I'll be emceeing that. And I know there'll be a lot of former players out there. It's going to be a great time. So the 13th is that game, right?
Correct. Okay.
And then they have the two games after that.
At Seattle and home to Oakland.
Okay. And then, you know when the Chiefs would next play a meaningful game? January 12th or 13th. There's going to be a whole month in between.
Key stretch.
Of meaningful games.
Keeping focus.
That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't think about that because Seattle and Oakland to finish your season, two teams that most likely won't be going to the postseason. And then you got the bye. And then
hopefully,
you play.
Yes.
Hopefully, and then you play. Yeah. So you're looking at exactly 1 month off between meaningful football games. That's a big period of time.
You can check out the full interview with Priest Holmes at the on-demand section, 610sports.com, or through the radio.com app. The power rankings are out. We'll review and power rank random things next.
Fesco in the morning.
Power rankings are out. Power rankings are out. Let's see where the Chiefs are this week, gentlemen.
Hold on. We're not allowed to talk about the NFL until I get fake NFL music.
Oh, okay.
Hang on.
I'll stand by.
I got my hand tied.
Get it.
The Chiefs are only number one in one of these power rankings this week.
The Chiefs are number one!
In one of them. ESPN has the Saints number one, the Chiefs number two, the Rams number three, Chargers up to number four, Steelers five, and the Patriots six.
Wow, all the way down to six.
Yeah, they dropped three spots in this week's poll. The number six.
Oh, boy, baby.
With their repeat hit, Gronk is on the IR.
Gronk is on the IR.
Gronk is on the bench.
One interesting portion of the ESPN list. We've talked quite a bit about defense, right?
Yes.
People still freaking out. Chiefs defense is going to let them down the playoffs. It's Chiefs defense no good. Blah, blah, blah.
Chiefs defense is number 32.
I'm going to read you a little bit.
16, baby.
About the number one ranked team in the ESPN power rankings.
Okay. Who is that?
That would be the Saints. This is the write-up on the Saints, by the way. The number one team in the power ranking. The Saints actually have a few disturbing trends on their defense, despite being the hottest team in the NFL. One is their 31st ranked pass defense. They are also 28th in the red zone, allowing opponents to score touchdowns on 72.4% of their trips.
Wow.
Inside the 20. That's the number one team in the power rankings, folks. Everybody's got their warts, and they're mainly on defense. 72% of the time you're going to score a touchdown on the Saints in the red zone. And that's the number one ranked team this week.
Yep.
Okay. Just for clarification.
There. Right.
All right. CBS.
Interesting, Josh. Very interesting.
CBS Sports has the Saints number one.
Yep.
The Rams number two.
Uh-huh.
The Chiefs at number three. New England was passed by the Chargers at number four.
Ooh.
And the Patriots fell three spots in this poll as well. To number five.
Falling three spots this week is our long-distance dedication, the New England Patriots.
Dear Casey.
Who
Dear Casey, can
never
you play Black
you
Sabbath?
Pretty good.
We should start doing that.
I don't think Casey Kasem, though, is playing any Black Sabbath.
Could you please play Slaughter?
Goes out to my grandmother.
Our long-distance dedication goes out to Gronk.
I haven't seen my grandma in 14 years.
My grandmother is fighting in Iraq.
CBS says the defense is making strides, which it has to do.
This
that will
like
be
Andy Licker song.
Key down the stretch. So the Chiefs number three in the CBS poll. NFL.com has the Saints number one. The Chiefs are up a spot to number two.
Nice.
Jumping over the Rams at three, Chargers at four, New England down to number five.
I think the Rams are starting to bore a lot of people, too, nationally. You know? Like the Saints and the Chargers are the hot bacon grease of teams right now.
Right.
The Chiefs and Rams are kind of like, it's a good side salad, but we're not that interested in you right now. But that side salad.
So NFL.com and the Chiefs going up one to number two. And Yahoo, Yahoo Sports, thanks to Therese Paylor and company. He's making the pitch for us, apparently. The Chiefs are number one.
There you go.
Their only write-up is Chiefs-Rams in Mexico City is going to be incredible. That was their, but it's not. Their only write-up. It was obviously before the game was moved. They have the Chiefs number one, the Saints number two, Rams number three, Chargers, Steelers, Patriots. So the Steelers, despite being the two seed in the AFC, are in most of the polls behind the Chargers, who are the
Chargers. I tell you, they're the flavor of the day,
They are the flavor of the day.
They're the hot bacon grease.
So
you know what happens to hot bacon grease when you leave it out, right?
It gets fatty.
It congeals.
Yeah. Congeals.
Turns into like this white slop that you put in a mayonnaise jar from the
'60s. That's right. And then your grandma will bust it out when she's making green beans.
Right. And you put a little fat in the green beans.
Butter, y'all. So after we wrap up the power rankings this week, we power rank random stuff.
This is the important part.
Right? It is.
You can really tune out for the first half.
Stan Lee died at the age of 95 this week.
Very unfortunate.
The Marvel creator. I think everybody loves Stan Lee.
I wish I would have pulled Mike Francesa's touching tribute to Stan Lee.
My God.
Jeez, you're not kidding.
Who is that? Never heard of him.
Who cares?
Who wrote Spider-Man? He's Spider-Man? Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares?
Never read comic books. Hated him. Move on.
It's
turned into a Saturday Night Live bit, this guy.
It is
thoroughly entertaining. So Stan Lee passed away at the age of 95. Really sad news. Got us thinking, though, we're going to power rank.
He was 95.
Still sad. I mean,
yes.
But I'm not saying he didn't live a full life.
But people are like, well, how did he die?
He lived like 20 years past a full life.
It's still sad, even if it's a full life.
He's 95. He lived a life, man. Congratulations.
So we're going to power rank our favorite Stanleys.
Right.
Because Stan Lee died.
Right.
So our favorite Stanleys are going to be power ranked today. Who would like to start?
Ryan, go ahead.
You want me to start? Okay, I'll get it going. Number five on my list, I'm harkening all the way back to my youth. Stan Berenstain, one of the inventors of the Berenstain Bears. Much appreciate your work. You're number five on my list. I know a lot of people disagree with me, but I'm going to go across the state for number four. Stan the Man Musial. How can you turn him down?
Because he was a Cardinal.
All right, Bob.
And him and Quentin Lucas are trying to steal our football
team. Your hatred
team.
Of St.
If only
Louis is
unparalleled. Played some of his games in Kansas City, I'd like him a lot more.
Number three on my list is Eminem's biggest fan, Stan. He even wrote a song about him. That's a great Stan. Stan Makita and his wonderful donuts. I don't know if those are real or not.
They're not.
But they look phenomenal.
Fantastic.
And number one on my list, number one, boys, and I don't know if you know this, but when this guy's around, none of that riffraff happens. Stan Kramer.
That's right.
Number one on my list.
Hi, I'm Stan Kramer, KCTV5's Community Affairs Director. Here at TV5, we have a service that can help you solve those and other kinds of consumer problems. It's the TV5 Call for Action.
I'll tell you what, right now, there wouldn't be this Mexico City fiasco with the grass if Stan Kramer was on it.
Agree.
Oh, I miss you, Stan.
Yeah. Well, he's selling siding now.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, seamless.
Powerful list.
Seamless.
We're Stan Kramer was one of those days back, one of those guys back, and they would smoke on set, I bet.
What is makes sense. That adds up.
Put the cigarette out and then take care of business.
Folks, let me tell you about the screw job Brenda's getting admission on her windows.
Tell you about this. Hang on a second. This.
Let me finish my unfiltered butt.
This auto repair man. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Let's go.
That's a great bid. We should bring that back. We are power ranking our favorite Stanleys in honor of the passing of Stan Lee. Number five for me. Kansas quarterback Carter Stanley.
I didn't know who that was.
Would be number five.
Oh, we went last name Stanleys too.
Any Stanleys. I think everything was open for ranking. Number four would be Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley. I am completely out of quarterbacks at this point, I believe. So number three will be Stanley Van Gundy.
Mm-hmm.
Van Gundy.
I, too, had at number two, much like you, Ryan, we did share a comment, the Stanley Makita's Donuts. Would be indeed number two. But the number one, Stan Lee, for me, is Stanley Tucci.
Let's get it!
Tucci gang. Some of you don't know the name, Tucci. But that's that guy from the Hunger Games, Tucci. Transformers The Last Night, Tucci. Beauty and the Beast and Spotlight, Tucci. Writer and director of Big Night, Tucci. Tucci gang. Tucci gang.
Stanley Tucci.
Some of you don't know the name, Tucci. But that's that guy from the Hunger Games, Tucci. Married Felicity Blunt, Tucci. Sister of Emily Blunt, Tucci. My man Tucci is with the blunt, Tucci. Tucci gang. 32 years in the biz, Tucci. I'm a big
strong,
fan of his.
A strong pick by
Stanley Tucci would be my number one power ranked, Stan Lee.
All right, for me, number five, Stanley Kubrick and his buddy Hal coming at number five.
That computer was a jerk.
It really was.
He wouldn't open the pod bay door.
No. Stanley Hudson comes in at number four from The Office.
He's not impressed.
He can't dribble at all.
Number three on our power rankings of Stanley's, Stanley Roper from Mr. Roper comes in at number three from Three's Company.
That guy's a jerk, too. He was always trying to shut down that threesome.
Well, you know, things happen.
Maybe he's wanting in on it.
Number two,
real
probably.
Good block on that.
Number two, Stan Marsh from South Park. He comes in at number two for
that's
me.
That's a good one.
And number one on my list, of course, Stanley Zbornak.
Hi, it's me, Stan.
What do you want?
I had no idea who the hell that was, by the way.
Dorothy Zbornak's husband.
Ex-husband. Yeah, he just kept showing up.
Showing up at the Golden Girls all the time.
Hi, it's me, Stan.
What do you want?
So Stanley Zbornak comes in at number one.
I'm going to play Tucci Gang on the way out.
Tucci gang.
I knew a Kim Tucci in St. Louis. He ran the pasta house.
Probably related to Stan.
And each week he would come in and we would give the meatball of the week.
He's in the Tucci gang.
We can get Jasper to come in and do the meatball of the week with us.
We have power ranked our Stan Lee's. You can do yours as well. 69306 of the Protein House Eat With A Purpose text line.
We would give it to Jerry and Selmo every week.
The Chiefs are like a video game, says one former Chief. We'll hear from him next.
32 years in the biz. I'm a big fan of his.
Fesco in the morning.
Six 9306 on the Protein House Eat With A Purpose text line. People weighing in on their.
You want a microphone so bad.
Power
right
ranking
now.
Of Stan Lee's.
Oh, sit down.
Have
Susie.
A seat, Susie.
The passion of the passing of Stan. You guys have derailed this show like 15 times today. Can we just keep it on course for five more minutes?
Settle down, Dad.
My God.
Clang's about to turn this car around right now.
It has been every segment today.
I'm not touching you, Bob.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Stop touching me. I'm not touching you. Stop touching me.
Are you guys done? We're going to play this game again, another segment today?
Good grief. This is my favorite of the fake music, though.
I like the Shout It Out one. That one's grown on me. I can't sing it.
My favorite part about our weekly power rankings is when people get upset that we missed this.
I know. We power rank the most idiotic stuff, right?
That's the point.
Did any of you think Stanley Cup?
No.
I was really thinking hard about Stanley's yesterday. Could not come up with a lot of...
I was, too. I Googled it Stanley's, numerous times. Like, famous Stanley's, just regular
the
Stan.
The concept was funny, but then I was like, I don't know if I get five here. And then Stanley Cup did Stanley not Steamer. Even get a... Across my radar.
I mean, at
that's
one
wrong.
Point yesterday, I Googled fictional stands.
Yes. Real stands? Because the real stands list is lame. There's not,
right, there's not a lot of
there's
real
not
stands.
A lot of good
but wasn't
Stanley.
Stanley the Butcher Stanley the Butcher in the Brady Bunch? Right?
I feel like that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't that your show
he
with
was,
your grandma?
He was stupid Alice.
Right, yeah. He would save Alice the best sausages.
That's right. Got you the choice cuts, girl.
Hey, Alice, come to the back room. I got the prime beef back there.
Power rankings. Her power ranking was.
But it is. It's so funny. We purposely power rank, like, just crazy stuff. This just to kind of show how stupid the power rankings
right.
are.
Paul Stanley from Kiss.
That's a good
Lord
one.
Lord Stanley, Stanley's Stanley Cup.
Sam was the name of the butcher.
Sam was the butcher. Sam, yeah, it's not Stan. Yeah. No, that's close enough. We accept that. Stanley Steamer, which is a very good one as well.
That is good.
And Stanley Tools. Also, yeah. Stanley Yelnats from Holes, the movie Holes.
Okay.
Stanley Jim Carrey's.
Stanley backwards. Stanley Yelnats. Stanley.
Oh, I like that. Stanley.
Yeah. How did we miss Flat Stanley?
Flat Stanley would have been a good one. Yep. Mr. Stanley, my kid's gym teacher. We should have had him on the list.
We should have had him on the show.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I have thought of Mr. Stanley?
And the one,
guest ranker.
And the one that we left off that I'm very mad at myself for, but I
Oh, and this is on track, Clay.
And
this
I saved myself.
Yeah, you're back on track. Keep going.
I saved myself. We didn't put Stan Kroenke on the list.
I thought about it.
But in the wake of, Rams,
I pooped on St. Louis enough today.
I didn't want to include him on any. He would not be in a power ranking. I got St. Louis's back on that one.
You got him on? Yeah. You and Quentin Lucas hanging out today?
Just on that
Josh?
One. No, just on that one. Quentin Lucas, who wants to
move the Chiefs to St. Louis.
Kansas City City Councilman wants to move a Chiefs game every year to St. Louis. Thinks it'd be good.
I think. Right now, when the NFL is looking to have more games in London, Mexico City, et cetera, I know the Chiefs have offered up a London game before. I think if we're looking to do these types of opportunities, there's no reason not to expand within the market itself. I get the money point, but I think overall it's probably going to be stronger for the franchise. I think it'd be stronger for the Chiefs brand throughout Missouri. Well, frankly, the entire Midwest.
I'm all for games getting moved to America, just not St. Louis.
Right. Because that's not really America. That's St. Louis.
So, Quentin Lucas joined us earlier in the show. Check it out in the on-demand section, 610sports.com. Wants to move a game every year to St. Louis. That's
right.
Be good for the
and
brand.
And his district is Arrowhead Stadium. He represents the
Correct.
District of Kansas City where Arrowhead Stadium
Correct.
Is.
Correct.
He wasn't well prepared for that that tweet.
It was nice of him to come on and explain himself. We're still going to disagree over that one.
Well, yes. I mean, there's really not much to agree with. I think we should move a game.
Yeah. That one's like, I would have liked it at the end if he goes, I got nothing.
What, guys? You're right. I'm out. Tap out of this one. Quentin,
so
come on.
Give me a so be it and moved him.
Never mind.
Along his way.
Quentin, you're welcome back on to Mars. Come back again. You know what? I thought more about that. I was wrong.
Yeah.
That's okay.
There's no redeeming value of going to St. Louis.
7 years ago, I wanted Jeff Fisher and Matt Barkley to be the future of the Chiefs. I was wrong. It's okay.
Do you want the Chiefs to forever be 8-8?
I don't know. We were 4-12 at that point last 7 years ago.
That's in dark times. You make some strange choices.
Tony Richardson loves him some Chiefs this year. He appeared on the NFL Network.
This is like watching Madden.
How
is everyone open? I feel like I want to get back out there, but the thing about it, the only thing that kind of scares me about this Chiefs team is the defense. Because, some of the games has been like, they put up 31 points. He gave up 30.
Right.
But that's the biggest thing. Once you shoot that defense up, I'm not sure who can beat this team. And the great thing about it, if they get home field advantage and everyone has to come through Arrowhead, you're gonna be able to hear the crowd from here.
Well, Tony sounds like a lot of Chiefs fans. He's worried about the defense.
Yep.
Oh, you come to Arrowhead, forget it.
Chiefs just 2-6 in the postseason at Arrowhead, but it doesn't matter because they haven't done it with Mahomes before.
This edition will be just fine.
We know how much NFL players hate coming to Arrowhead, too, like Le'Veon Bell, he hates it.
It's like one of the most fun stadiums I've played in.
You hear the fear in his voice. Drew Brees, he hates it.
It's one of my favorite places to play.
They're all scared of Arrowhead.
Terrible.
Or they all want to play
shaking there. In their boots. Phillip Rivers hates it.
I mean, it's just a great place to play. Just-
what the hell?
We'll be at the Colonial Club on Monday morning for the show in KCK.
Tomorrow we'll be back here.
We'll be back here tomorrow. Beers with the boys.
I'm going to cut them off where they derail Show and Vern next.
So be it. So be it.